From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. And it's Friday, Don.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Well, Don and I were invited by CBS to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Three Rivers, which premieres at 8 p.m. Sunday, October 4th. It is a medical drama that goes inside the emotionally complex lives of organ donors, the recipients, and the surgeons at Three Rivers Medical Center in Pittsburgh. It definitely offers a different approach from TV's other medical dramas. Did it stand out at all for you, Don?
Well, my thought was, oh, another hospital show. But there is a slight difference to this one in its focus, mm-hmm, right?
Exactly.
It really delves into the area of organ transplanting. And that figures in most of the storylines, I believe.
So. Yeah, it does. Well, because, I feel I'll probably have to buy a box of tissue for every episode because someone's going to die in every episode because someone else is going to, someone dies so someone else can live. That's basically, you figure every episode is going to follow that same pattern, but the stories are going to be touching, I'm sure. But what really draws me in is the cast. Mm-hmm. I like the cast of this show.
Okay.
The cast includes Alex O'Loughlin, who was from Moonlight, a CBS series that didn't last near long enough. Mm. He plays Dr. Andy Yablonsky, the lead organ transplant surgeon. And Catherine Monique from The L Word plays Miranda Foster, who has a fiery temper, and she's trying to live up to her father's surgical reputation. And, of course, the cast member that I'm anxious to see is Alfre Woodard,
right,
a four-time Emmy winner who was born in Tulsa, graduated from Bishop Kelley High School in 1970. She plays Dr. Sonia Jordan, the head of surgery at, mm-hmm, Three Rivers.
Right. Alfre would be our sentimental favorite because we're Okies.
Exactly.
Right. So, what did you think about this first episode that we saw?
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, this is actually the second episode I've seen. Mm. I saw the pilot episode that CBS released in May, and Alfre Woodard was not in it.
Mm-hmm.
She was added to the cast in July, and I thought they were just going to, you know, refilm the pilot, but they didn't. This first episode that airs on Sunday is a totally different episode, and of course it introduces Alfre's character.
Mm-hmm. And has the pilot aired on TV?
No, and now I'm thinking maybe it won't.
Oh, okay.
Unless they do reshoot it. And
because there were some cast changes between this first show, the pilot, and this show that we were able to watch.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but Sunday's episode is titled Place of Life,
mm-hmm,
and it focuses on a young pregnant woman who suffers a heart attack and is told that in order to save her life and the life of her unborn child, she needs a heart transplant.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there's the complications that arise from getting the heart, mm-hmm, you know, because there's a problem with the donor's family.
Right. And the donor's family is off in, I think, Ohio.
Yeah.
Like most of the medical shows, you know, this one has different storylines going on in one episode.
Yes.
I think this one had, like, three different storylines that were taking place.
Seems like it.
But I will say that some of the characters, the younger ones when they were interacting, I didn't quite think that it just, I just didn't like the way they were interacting with each other. They seemed kind of juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that the writing was really meant for, you know, trying to be
appeal
less intelligent.
To,
yeah.
Well, okay.
But then, for I think the show too drew me in places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the storylines were affecting and made me want to watch. So, in that way, I'm mixed. There were some good and some bad,
mm-hmm,
for me.
And well, it being another medical drama, and there are, mm-hmm, many on TV. Do you think it's one that you would follow?
Well, they may have a hard time with their focus, you know, the very niche area of organ transplants. If every show is going to focus on that type of a storyline, I don't know how far they'll be able to take it.
Yeah.
You know, it is an area that other shows have focused on in the past, and traditionally they've been some of the most dramatic shows. When you're talking about organ transplant, I mean, it has built-in drama. You know, someone's loss is another person's gain, and there's a lot of drama in that.
Yeah. But, well, just like you, Don, I know that a lot of critics are mixed about this. I heard that one predicted it would be the first show canceled of the new season. Well, that won't happen because the first cancellation has already happened. It was CW's The Beautiful Life.
Really?
Was taken off of CW after two airings, and this hasn't premiered yet.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's why they brought Alfre into the mix, to add some intelligence to the series.
And some star power, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Three Rivers?
I'll give this a 6 or maybe a 7, based on the parts that are very dramatic and engaging.
Well, I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
And that's pretty high, and it's not because of the show itself. It's really the cast, you know, that I'm more interested in. You know, I guess... sometimes that happens. Because of the cast, I'm going to give it a shot and stick with it. And so remember, tune in to the premiere of Three Rivers at 8 p.m. Sunday, October 4th. And remember to return to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another exciting discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.